Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. To start off, let's talk about a topic that has trophy hunters buzzing with excitement: Marvel's Wolverine. Insomniac's much-anticipated Wolverine game is still shrouded in some secrecy, especially regarding its trophy challenges. Recent reports suggest that players can expect varied and skill-based achievements. These may range from mastering advanced parries in intense combat to collecting hidden items and crafting unique suits. Another rumored feature involves completing nightmare trials, offering extra tests for completionists. However, everything remains speculative until Sony or Insomniac confirm the final list, so don't plan your strategy just yet. Rest assured, we'll bring updates the moment official details become available, so keep those claws sharp and ready. Next, let's dive into the ongoing debate in the Roblox community around Idle Mafia's code rewards. A flurry of posts, especially from outlets like PC Games N and GameRant, claims that there is a special code capable of generating $10,000 in cash. But some skeptical voices argue this isn't usable or is even outdated. With information conflicting and sources differing, players are advised to be cautious before attempting any new codes. Validate code legitimacy, and as always, avoid sharing personal information or third-party links to stay safe online. This situation highlights the evolving economy of digital rewards and the need for transparency in community-shared information. Shifting gears to new releases, October 20th is circled on the calendars of Switch enthusiasts everywhere. That's the day I Am Your Beast launches on both Nintendo Switch and the much-awaited Switch 2. Included at launch is the prequel DLC Quitting Time, which offers vital backstory and extra missions. The game promises a dynamic FPS experience, blending fast-paced combat with surprisingly deep narrative hooks. Its dual console release underlines the ongoing strength of handheld gaming and Nintendo's evolving hardware strategy. So, if you love shooters or just want another reason to dust off your Switch, keep your eye on this one, especially for that DLC content on day one. Speaking of Gamescom and exciting previews, LEGO Skylines got its first hands-on impressions this week. Fans of city simulation have a lot to look forward to, with developers emphasizing a balance between accessibility and depth. The idea here is to simplify city planning so newcomers can jump in, but retain enough complexity for longtime fans. From dynamic disasters to block-based creativity, LEGO Skylines could become a fresh alternative to classic city builders. It's shaping up to be a unique blend of charming aesthetic and real strategic choices that keeps city building engaging and family-friendly. Now, in the world of action RPGs, Capcom has dropped new footage for Monster Hunter Wilds, turning up community excitement yet again. The next major update, coming with Master Rank features in 27, showcases even more nuanced approaches to weapon handling and aggression. The footage highlights a revised resource management system, forcing players to strategize mid-hunt like never before. Capcom's intent here is clear: reward mastery and keep even veteran players on their toes through unpredictable encounters. Monster Hunter fans can look forward to a blend of accessibility and depth, ensuring long-term franchise engagement. Every update seems designed to expand the player base without alienating hardcore hunters, which is no small feat. Staying in the action sphere, BitReactor's Star Wars Tactics game managed to overcome a challenging production backdrop. Early development was marred by furloughs and shifting internal resources, but the team pressed on, resulting in a tactical Star Wars experience that's getting genuine buzz. The key takeaway is the emphasis on strategic, resource-focused gameplay, without losing the story depth you expect from a Star Wars property. It's proof that even under duress, creative teams can deliver innovation, especially when they have a universe this rich to draw from. The mechanics seem geared towards fans who crave both expansive lore and satisfying turn-based tactics. As we look towards broader gameplay trends, Paradox Interactive is making waves with Afterworld, their new grand strategy release. This title steps far outside the traditional boundaries, blending RPG progression, survival, and procedural generation all in a post-apocalyptic world. Afterworld aspires to be more accessible, drawing in players who might have bounced off classic Paradox games in the past due to complexity. The inclusion of emergent storytelling and player-driven goal systems could signal a new era for strategy games aiming for wider audiences. It's an ambitious move, but with Paradox at the helm, there's potential for Afterworld to redefine the genre and create fresh communities. On the development side, recent revelations from Andrew Willis, former producer, shine a light on the intense situation behind Doom, the Dark Ages. Revelations. According to Willis, the team was under heavy pressure, working long hours during a crunch-ridden period, especially leading up to layoffs. Despite the strain, the team delivered substantial content, but the process has reignited industry debate around workplace sustainability and developer well-being. The hope is that these candid admissions can prompt healthier standards throughout the industry and encourage more honest discussions. Industry stakeholders and fans alike are taking note, calling for a balanced approach that values both creative output and developer health. Switching gears to tech, NVIDIA is making serious waves with the upcoming launch of DLSS 5. It's debuting alongside NBA 2K27 on September 3rd, promising a significant graphical boost and smoother gameplay performance across modern rigs. The partnership between NVIDIA and 2K Games highlights how game releases increasingly double as showcases for emerging tech. Players are encouraged to update their drivers and hardware profiles to take advantage of these new performance gains. It's another reminder that the technology underlying our favorite games can make as much difference as gameplay itself. Nintendo isn't being left behind in the September news flurry, as their NES update injects a dose of nostalgia for Switch Online subscribers. The inclusion of classic titles like Ninja Gaiden 3 continues their trend of blending game preservation with modern access. Such moves provide both old fans and new players with a chance to explore foundational games that shaped entire genres. Nintendo balances revitalizing legacy content with expanding their platform portfolio, creating a win-win for their audience. Now, let's talk about CD Projekt and the evolving legacy of Cyberpunk 2077. A game with a famously rocky launch. The company's co-CEO recently reflected on the release, admitting to flaws in their strategy, but also highlighting impressive Switch 2 performance numbers. Despite criticism, Cyberpunk 2077's success across platforms demonstrates how post-launch support and platform optimization can rewrite a game's legacy. CD Projekt's renewed focus on quality and clear communication seems to be winning back players and setting a positive course for the studio's future projects. In other update news, major franchises like Dragon's Dogma 2 and Resident Evil 2 are keeping fans engaged with regular patches and adjustments. These changes often stem directly from community feedback, which both reinforces and rewards deep connections with core players. Ongoing support signals a commitment to long-term growth, showing that these franchises are far from finished evolving. Developers open to listening and iterating based on real user experiences end up creating healthier, stronger communities. Rockstar is also turning heads with NoPixel 5, a closed beta that's sparking renewed excitement for immersive GTA Online roleplay. With more focus than ever on community-driven experiences, Rockstar is intensifying support for mods and custom game modes. NoPixel 5 represents a step toward more flexible role-playing environments that let players craft their own stories within the GTA universe. It marks a possible turning point for the genre, as studios look for ways to expand participation beyond traditional multiplayer modes. Across the industry, a steady stream of major releases is keeping the landscape vibrant and ever-changing. Titles like Street Fighter and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe are both receiving fresh updates, expanding content and improving gameplay experiences for new and returning players. It's a sign that game life cycles now extend far beyond launch, with studios treating ongoing updates as a core component of their strategies. These changes aren't just about technical fixes. Many updates introduce fresh collectibles, extra modes, and balance revisions that keep communities engaged. This shift shows a maturing industry, with both consumers and developers adapting to an always online, always evolving marketplace. As new consoles, graphics technology, and gameplay genres arrive, being an informed player is more crucial than ever before. Stakeholders, be they studios, publishers, or fans, will need to keep a close eye on these industry currents and seize emerging opportunities. Innovation in gaming is happening on all fronts, in the way developers interact with communities, in evolving gameplay mechanics, and through new forms of hardware and software. As we gear up for T7, these stories highlight not just what people are playing, but how gaming continues to transform the way we connect and create. It's an exciting, sometimes overwhelming time, but that's what makes covering games week after week so rewarding. Before we wrap up, remember that the pace of change in gaming is accelerating. Whether you're looking forward to blockbuster releases, indie surprises, or just some classic NES nostalgia, there's something coming for everyone. Stay curious, stay connected, and above all, don't let anyone take the fun out of finding new discoveries in your favorite games. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.